Got back late last night and went through some of the film this morning, going over some corrections with the players. You know, I thought there were a lot of situations that came up in the game, more so than normal. Not that there's a normal amount, but, you know, we had a lot of things come up. We were backed up. We had like four fourth down situations on defense. We had some two-minute drives, the 2 minute at the end of the half where we stopped the field goal and then possibly had a chance to get into field goal range, you know, things like that, that were really good teaching situations for our team, things that we'd gone over and practiced, and either they came up or they came up close to that. So it was a real good teaching experience. I think the overall week against Philadelphia was a good work week. We had good competitive practices without any real problems. And so that was very productive for us. And we had a chance to go out there and play football with all the situations, substitutions, just the whole game operation that for the first time in quite a while. And that was good for us as a football team. And also to go through it on the road and, you know, deal with all the logistics that go along with that. So, you know, I feel like we made a lot of progress. Of course, there are a lot of things that we need to work on. We need to continue to stress and get better at, and we need to be exposed to different things. And we'll certainly get that this week against Tampa. So we're looking forward to another similar, hopefully, type of week where we can improve and grow as a football team. Continue to compete individually against the top players that they have, and continue our preparations toward the opening game and the 16-game regular season schedule. So it's kind of where we're at. We're still grinding through it. Way too early to make any definitive decisions or determinations, but we're making progress, and we have more to work with than we had 5 days ago.
Bill, I wanted to ask you, it's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston, I wanted to ask you about Jake Ballard, just having a chance to just see him actually in a game. I know he played those first two series, looked like more of a blocking presence for the most part. What did you see just from him getting back out on the field and playing for the first time, you know, in more than a year and a half?
Well, of course, it was good to see him out there, and Jake's been a regular participant through training camp. I think he played, you know, 10, 12 plays, whatever it was, last night. And you know, those seem to go well. So we'll just continue to go along with both his input as to how he's progressing and our medical staff in consultation with them, and continue to try to let him work his way back to maybe a more extended role than where he's at now, hopefully. But, you know, that'll just have to take some time, and we'll continue to go through the process. But I thought he competed well and, you know, showed up positively on a number of plays.
Coach Gary Streisky from Nesson, you said it's pretty early to make any determinations, but did LeGarrette's blunt performance at least solidify himself a spot? He opened up a lot of eyes with his performance.
Well, I mean, you know, LeGarrette, you know, ran for however many, 800 yards or whatever it was as a rookie. So, I mean, it's not like he hasn't performed well in this league before. I mean, we traded for a player that we thought was a good player, that he can run the ball. I think we all know that. But he had a nice job. Did a nice job last night.
So I was curious on the long touchdown pass from Vic to Jackson. What was the coverage call on that?
What was the coverage call?
Yeah, like what coverage were you? What coverage was the defense in?
Well, I'll just say on that play that it was. I mean, first of all, you know, as a coach, as a defensive coach, there's times where you just got to give credit to the offense, and that was a great throw, perfectly thrown, great route by Deshaun, and ball is on the money as it could possibly be. So I didn't think overall, obviously our defense wasn't good enough anytime you give up a play like that, but it was an exceptional play that we were close on, but obviously not close enough. So, we'll, some things we need to do better, coach better, play better. But that was an excellent, outstanding play. And mm-hmm. I probably would have been a big play on a lot of different players or calls or anything else. It was just very well executed.
Yeah, Coach, I was hoping to get your take on what you've seen from Tommy Kelly to this point during training camp, as well as what he was able to accomplish last night. It looks like he appears, at least from the outside, to be pretty comfortable playing alongside Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, you know, Tommy had a real good spring for us, and has had a good training camp. very experienced player, has good instincts for the game. He's a tall guy with long levers inside, and that quite a different build from Vince. Both very good, very effective players. They just have different playing styles, play a little bit differently, but they present different matchup problems for the offensive line. And Tommy's been really, really a solid guy for us all the way through. Works hard, in early, stays late, does a lot of extra things, extra conditioning, you know, things like that to really take care of himself and prepare for the game. I have a lot of respect for Tommy. And he's had a good solid camp. Our style of defense is a little bit different than what he was used to playing in Oakland. So he's had to make some adjustments, but he's made them and is working on them, and I think developing a good rapport and communication with some of the other guys in the front seven that he is involved with in different calls and stunts and run fits and things like that. So it's been good. Really been a great guy to work with, and he's a very talented player. He's been an excellent teammate and got a team member since he's been here.
How difficult is it to find a complementary player at that position, someone who could do some of the same things that Vince does, but maybe take up some of the slack at the same time?
Well, good defensive linemen are always hard to find. We know that. That's why so many of them get drafted high, the good ones, and they're well paid based on the franchise tag numbers and things like that. There's a lot of value to that position, so they're tough to find, and they're a premium.
Bill, this might sound like a weird question, but you mentioned when you're in the preseason, you only have a certain amount of snaps that you can give to the starters, especially in a game like last night when Brady and those guys went through two series. So you probably want to try to accomplish a certain amount of things in a limited amount of time. And I'm just curious if that Ridley run right off the bat might have altered the way that you initially have planned to approach that first drive. And again, I'm sure it sounds weird because you don't want to just give back a 62-yard run and you scored later on the drive, so it was a positive. But again, I'm just curious if something like that could have changed the plan in that first series on the fly.
No, I don't think it really changed it. My attitude or approach on these preseason games is that every experience is a learning experience. And any situation that we get, hopefully we've prepared for, and we at least know, maybe not the exact play, but at least we know how we want to play that situation. And so anytime you have an opportunity to get down in the red area, which that run did for us, then we get to work on our red area offense. If they punt the ball down to our inside our one-yard line, then we work on our backed-up offense. If we have four fourth-down situations like we had last night defensively, then we get to practice those and talk about, how we fundamentally want to approach those, regardless of what the call is. That could change from game plan to game plan or team to team, but, playing through situations. So I think really every play, every series, every situation is an opportunity. and hopefully we can take advantage of those opportunities and learn from them. And so I don't really see anything as a negative. I just see it as an opportunity to learn and give our team a game situation that we've practiced and now have to go out there and execute under pressure against another good football team. You know, we're backed up punting from the shadow of our goalpost, and we were in a tight punt formation. How many times has that happened during the year? But it came up, and we had talked about it and covered it, so we had a chance to do it. And so we go out there and do it, and that's an evaluation to, you know, see how well our players on that unit took the information, took what we gave them, even though it wasn't a normal situation, but you know, whether they could go out there and execute it and adjust to it for something that's only comes up every once in a while. So I don't really see anything that happens as a big negative. It's just an opportunity for us to work on things that we have already practiced, should know what to do, and we see how we execute them. And there's no way to script those, you know, to know how many are going to come up or when they're going to come up. And that's part of the evaluation, too, is to see how players react on the run and adjust to unplanned situations. Think they're not going to play right away, and then somebody gets injured, and they have to go in and play. Well, that's, you know, that's football, too, just kind of like what happened to Mallett. You know, you don't, if you're the backup quarterback, you never know when you're going in the game. It could be the first quarter. It could be the fourth quarter. It could be with 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. It could, whenever it is. And you've just got to be ready. So that's, you know, all those things are opportunities.
Bill, Rich Garvin, Worcester Telegram. I was curious your thoughts on the run game overall last night, and maybe the offensive line, also your take on their play with regard to the run game.
Well, I thought we had our moments. We had a lot of yardage running the ball. Some of that was, I'd say, real good blocking. Some of it was real good running. Some of it we were fortunate. We probably caught a good play against a bad defense. There were times when we weren't as consistent, blocking, running, so forth. I thought the receivers did a good job of handling the secondary. That opened up a couple opportunities for us to get longer runs where the secondary players, the safeties, couldn't come up and make the tackle for short game at the line of scrimmage. We were able to block them. So I think we had our moments. And like I said, even though the yardage was high, I think that's a little bit deceptive. But it was there were some encouraging things. We got a chance to, you know, run quite a few of them. We had a lot of snaps. And so that was gave us an opportunity to repeat some plays and you know, see some things run two, three, four times, either against a little look on defense or maybe see how, you know, a player did after he did it once, then, you know, the second time, was it better? Did he see it better? Did he read it better? That type of thing. I think that's always good. But 30 runs or however many we had last night was it's a good number to get snapped. And, you know, I think that was an area that we showed some level of execution at, and then there's still some things we can do better.
Bill, sticking with the offensive line, Will Svitek has been forced in at guard the last week or so because of injuries. As far as I know, he's only played tackle before. How has he doing making that switch and just coming to the team in general since you signed him?
Well, I mean, he's been a great teammate. I think everybody likes having Will on the team. I certainly do. I think his teammates do and coaches as well. He's a smart guy that works hard, done whatever we've asked him to do. He's played on both sides at tackle and has also played some at guard. That's not uncommon for our linemen. You know as well as anybody that we move them around and if they work at more than one position, sometimes that ends up being useful. Sometimes it's just kind of helps them understand how the whole thing works together. So but he, you know, made the switch in the guard and did some good things in there. Wasn't perfect, but he handled himself well, played competitively, and maybe somewhere along the line he'll give us some depth at that position, you know, if we need it. We have a lot of other guys that play those spots inside, but, I mean, we'll see how it goes. But I think it was a good experience for him, and I think he handled that challenge well. But I think, again, that's part of the whole training camp, preseason game, evaluation of players and evaluation of your team is when things like that happen, you get an opportunity to see how somebody does in a situation that they're not maybe fully prepared for, how quickly they can adjust, how adaptable they are, what kind of instincts and savvy they have to make it work. And it also forces your other players, the guys playing beside them, like Wendell and Vollmer, to, you know, put them through a situation where they got to work with a new guy and make sure that their communication and their execution, how they see games and stunts and things like that, to, you know, work a little harder with somebody that they're not quite as familiar with. So that's just all part of it.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thanks. See you Monday.